Hello?
Hello, my name is Percy, and we're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
All right. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent?
Democrat.
All right. So as you may know, there's a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and fill local offices like state legislature. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary, probably vote, or will you wait until November to vote in the general election?
No, I'll vote. I vote every election.
All right, so would that be maybe definitely vote in primary or probably vote in primary?
No, I vote at every time there's an election, I vote. I go vote. Even if it's local, I vote.
All right, so first, answer, if you could please answer, if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people.
Cool.
The first person is Roland Gutierrez.
I have no idea.
All right, that's okay. What about Joe Biden?
I know Joe Biden, yeah.
Would you say you have a very favorable opinion on him? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
All right, would that be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
All right. Now, what about Erin Sweener?
Yeah.
All right, would that be, like, very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Yeah, very favorable.
All right. What about Ruben Barzera?
Not favorable.
All right, would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right. What about Greg Suser?
Yeah, I don't know. I usually, like, look up things before I go and vote.
All right, but then that's totally okay. What do you think about Beto O'Rourke?
Beto O'Rourke?
Yes.
Yeah, he doesn't have, there's no substance to his stuff. So
in what category do you think he would maybe fall under?
Probably unfavorable because he doesn't have substance.
All right. So would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat
unfavorable. All right. What do you think about Chevo Pastrano?
Yeah, I don't know anything about him. I just been seeing the signs. I need to look him up.
All right. That is totally okay. And what do you think about Debbie Gonzalez, Inglebay?
Yeah, I don't know who she is either.
All right.
Inglebay, right? She's got, those are people I have to look up.
All right. So in a Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Again, say it again.
That is totally fine. In a Democratic primary election for the U.S. Senate to pick a candidate to run against Ted Cruz, would you vote for Colin Allred or Roland Gutierrez if you had to choose today?
Probably Gutierrez.
All right. In the Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, choosing from between Erin Sweener or Chevo Pastrano, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Sweener.
All right. Sweener. So I'm just going to share some information about these two candidates in the Democratic primary for Texas State House. And then based on this information, if you could tell me which one would you vote for, again, Erin Sweener or Chevo Pastrano for the 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House. So the first information is about Chevo Pastrano. And so Chevo Pastrano is a lifelong resident of Hays County who grew up on River Road in San Marcos as a son of farm workers, moved to Kyle, graduated from Texas State, worked in the local sheriff's office, and is now a successful defense attorney. Chevo is a progressive fighter for democratic values. His priorities will be increased school funding and teacher pay, ensure LGBTQ rights, get funding and end gridlock on IH-35, and increase the minimum wage. And Erin Zwainer is in her third term as a state house member, where her record as a common sense progressive, hard worker, and rules expert means she is effective both at stopping extreme Republican bills and advocating for Hayes County. Erin is a mom who volunteers at her child's school, an educator, an author, and conservationist by trainer. Erin works to protect abortion rights, to increase funding for schools and teachers, and to maintain local control over growth and development. And she founded the Energy and Climate Caucus to tackle climate change in Texas. Now, based on this information about both of these candidates, which one would you vote for if you had to choose for the March 2024 Democratic primary for Texas State House?
Probably Pastrano. I haven't looked him up, so I didn't know. I've just been seeing the signs.
All right, but that is totally okay. Next, if you could rate on how important a candidate's position on each of the following issues are to you in deciding who will you support in the Democratic primary election for state representative. So to choose a scale of 1 through 5, 5 being this is like really important, it's the most important, and number 1 meaning it's not important at all. So the first issue is restoring abortion rights.
Restoring abortion rights, yes.
Yes. So would you say that's 1, it's important, there's 2, 3, 4,
yeah,
and 5 being
1.
Most important? 1? All right. Climate change and protecting the environment.
Yeah, that too. Yeah,
that
so 1 being, what's 1 and what's 5?
All right, number 1 is it's not important, and number 5, it's the most important.
Okay, so 5 for abortion, 5 for climate change.
All right. Vouchers. Stopping Governor Abbott's plan to give taxpayer dollars to prevent to parents who send their kids to private religious schools.
That's not big for me. If you want your child to go to a certain school, I think you should pay for it. So I guess that's a 1, not important, or?
All right, yes. So number 1 is not important, and then 5 is most important. And then there's the range of 2, 3, 4. All right, and the next one is gun laws restricting the sale of assault weapons.
Yeah, that has to be changed. So 5.
Okay. Fight against Texas' new law allowing local police to deport anyone suspected of being an undocumented immigrant without due process.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's right. So what do I say? 1, not important?
Well, if you want, well, I mean, if you think it's really important to address this problem and, like, you don't think it's right, that would be 5. And then if you don't think this is, like, really a problem at all, that would be 1, because 1 is not important and 5 is most important.
5.
5?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Growth, development, and traffic congestion.
Yeah, a 5.
All right. Strengthen Texas electric grid to avoid blackouts.
5.
Voting rights and protecting democracy.
5.
And fully fund public education from the state to take the burden off local property taxes.
Yeah, 5.
All right. So when it comes to the issue of abortion, which candidate do you prefer? One who is 100% pro-choice and fights to restore Texas women's right and gives doctors the freedom to perform medically necessary procedures, or one who is pro-life religious beliefs, lead them to support some of Texas' restrictions on abortion to stop the loss of unborn babies.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I'm going to have to stop there because I have to go in. I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh.
And I don't know how much more I have to go, but I've got to go.
Well, we're at 53% of the survey. We're, like, kind of almost done. It's going to be, like, very short.
Like, how much more? A minute or?
Yeah, maybe a minute. Like, I think maybe 5 minutes tops.
Oh, yeah. I got to go in. I'm on break, and I've got to punch in. I'm already late.
Oh,
so
all right. Well, thank you so much for your time.
I have to do this another time. Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Well,
sorry.
Can we call you back?
Yeah, another time. Yeah, thanks.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time.